This episode is brought to you by 4inkjets.com. That's the number 4inkjets.com. Save 10% on that expensive ink for your printer with the coupon code SIGLER. That's S-I-G-L-E-R. 4inkjets.com carries a full line of printer inkjet cartridges, refill kits, laser toner, fax toner, and countless other printer supplies for every frickin' inkjet or laser printer on the frickin' planet. They've got a one-year, 100% quality and satisfaction guarantee on all products, and they ship fast via U.S. priority mail. That's the number 4inkjets.com. Inkjets.com. Save 10% with the coupon code SIGLER and get free shipping on orders over $50. And now, on with our story.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism. An extra hit to string you out until Sunday's story. And now, here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hey, junkies, this is A Real Girl with today's Friday Fix. And today on the Friday Fix, we have Goreline calls for February. These calls were actually made in, I think, late November and December. So we are fairly caught up. I think we're keeping pretty current. We're trying to do them once a month. So if you have any questions for the FDO, you have a couple of options. You can call the Goreline at 206-666-4673. That's 206-666-GORE. Or you can email an MP3 to media@scottsigler.com. That's one option. Another option, not exactly a Goreline call, but totally cool, is you can record a 30-second or less MP4 or MOV format movie, a video question, and maybe instead of a Goreline call, the FDO will answer you video one-on-one. So, sit back, enjoy this week's Friday Fix, this month's Goreline calls, and I'll be back after the episode to tell you a little bit about Siglerfest.
Sigler, you're a lazy bitch for making A change your voicemail for you.
What?
A, nice work. Hot, sexy voices. I like it.
Hey, motherfucking thing got changed. So you can all toss my salad. Toss my salad. It's finally done. No complaining.
Oh, hail the FDO and DOD.
Hello.
Is that the right acronym for director? Well, anyways. Kenny G here, otherwise known as Saber 419.
Kenny G!
Just sitting here on Thanksgiving Day at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, security guard.
Yep.
Lovely fucking job.
Okay.
But thankfully, I've got an iPod full of sweet, sweet Sigler stank to keep me company. I don't have anything to bitch about, no writing to bitch about, no science to bitch about. I'm not even going to bitch about the cyborg grizzly tooth. Honestly, everything you do is just fucking great, a glorious, awesome win! Especially the fact that both of you love to respond to your Twitter followers, which makes you more than just the future Dark Overlord and Director of Doom.
Yes, it's true, it's true.
Effing sweet! I just have one question. What are the applications for the Dark Overlord Media Unpaid Slave Labor Pool, a.k.a. the Dark Underlings?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there are some. I'd really like to fill one out. I just need to know how many pints of blood to send.
Well.
Okay, bye.
That's an interesting question. No matter how many pints of blood you send, if it's your blood, it's never enough. If it is the blood of kittens and bunnies, usually 2 pints will do, maybe 2.5. Depends on if you squeeze them enough. If you can get the last dregs out of them, 2.5 pints. As for the unpaid labor, every now and then we do need some help with some things where we don't have the skill set or we don't have the time. Just watch the website, listen to the podcast. Occasionally we will throw up a red flag for help. Somebody always helps us out. We always get stuff done, and it winds up letting us get more stories to all y'all so that you, sir, listening at your security guard job in a very echoey hall where hopefully there are large statues of dinosaurs that chase sticks, you, sir, can enjoy more podcast.
Hey, Dark Overlord. This is Troy.
Hey, Troy.
I'm from Troy Story 3 over on the forums.
What's up?
And last Goreline call, the director of Doom said that all the calls had been, you know, listen to, that they were caught up.
Yes, I think so.
And I sent you one back in 1991 when I was listening to your podcast then that hasn't been responded to yet. So I found my audio file that I sent to you, and I'm going to play it now.
Awesome.
Hoping you can answer that question.
Awesome. I want to hear it. Here we go. This ought to be good.
Hi, Dark Overlord. This is Troy.
Hey, Troy.
I've got a question for you about how you access the internet.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you, what you use to access that internet.
New to puberty.
Is it, do you use AOL or CompuServe or Prodigy? How do you, you know, get your podcasts up there?
Earthlink, motherfucker!
I'm going to hang up and listen for your call.
Well, Troy, thank you for capturing that moment of your burgeoning adolescence. We appreciate that you would share that with us. I, of course, would never, ever share anything embarrassing of mine from my younger years and in high school. The answer, Troy, to your question, to go back in time travel a little bit, would be Earthlink Motherfucker. That is a brand name. It was a product they had out only for a little while. There was AOL. There was all those things. And then there was Earthlink Motherfucker. It was a very good product if you wanted to fill the internet hole. That's what it was. Thank you for the call, sir. Keep listening.
Hey, Scott. It's David from Lincoln. What up, Derek?
What's stinking, Lincoln?
Just two quick questions for you.
All right.
Pie or cake?
Cake.
And chili. Is it a soup or a stew?
Depends if you throw
it. Check you later. Bye.
Chili largely depends on the solidity. How much, you know, can you freeze it and throw it at, say, a J.C. Hutchins? That's really what it comes down to for chili. I like it. I love it.
Scott!
Yes?
Wow, that was loud.
That was.
I just want to let you know that my wife was due yesterday on the 15th, and she didn't have the baby.
What the fuck, man?
We settled on a name. I was trying really hard
God.
To get the baby to be named Magnus.
Underachiever!
But she said every time she said it, she thought of a condom, so... I can see your point. I can see your point, but I figured that, you know, if I could spread the love of Siglerism to my son to be, and
maybe you should have thought of that condom before.
Know, carry that into his life, that would be awesome. But instead, we settled on Lex, which is still pretty cool.
That, Lex, you know, yes.
Maybe he'll become a
because that's a reasonable
tycoon,
name.
You know, take on Superman someday.
And get some kryptonite.
So that'd
sure.
be awesome. But anyways, hope you're doing good. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Hope the baby's fine.
All that. Crap.
Use those condoms.
And we love what you do and appreciate you as usual. So have a good one.
All right.
Ta-ta.
All right, brother. Yes, naming your child Lex Luthor and forcing him to shave his head is always good for social interaction in the schoolyard.
Scott!
What?
You're not a pussy, dude.
What?
Hey, man, I love Infected, Ancestor. I'm listening to it right now. I forget what episode I'm on.
All of them.
I'm in the car, yes. Got it on my flash drive. I'm on episode 27. Loving it.
Nice.
Loving it. She's following those cows. I know those things are going to bust out of those bellies and just eat the crap out
Ain't
of her.
Ain't going to be pretty.
Anyway, love your shit, dude.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Bye.
I will.
Oh, wait. This is Holly from Rockwall, Texas.
Yes, Holly.
Later, dude. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. I'm going to go ahead and wish you, I'll be the first person to wish you a Merry Christmas for 2011. Santa Claus, come down that chimney and fill that hole!
Hey, Scott, Chiguana here.
Hey.
I want to say thanks for the honorable mention of the starter as the owner of the Solid Intrigue.
Yes.
It really is an honor to be included in one of your books. I am a huge fan now.
Awesome.
I won't even mention the fact that you did give a Vikings fan a green and gold team.
Ooh,
I mentioned it. I didn't want to, but I did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What I was really calling about was to ask you about all your accents that you do. And I'm sure you've answered this one before, and I probably missed it, but I'll ask you anyways.
All right.
Did you learn them by being one of those kids that repeated everything you heard on TV and radio and drive everybody nuts?
Absolutely.
Or was it something you developed over the years as you grew up?
Mm-mm.
And on another note, I'm going to do the worst impression you ever heard here, okay?
Okay, you hear it.
I really want an MC tag or a KISS tag, and here's my argument for it, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Scott.
Yes?
It's Chris Walken here. My friend, Jiguano. He really wants to be a part of another book of yours. I think he deserves it. He's a real son of a bitch and a bad man.
Welcome to the open mic night.
In other words, a great character.
There's some running water.
And he says that...
Are you in the bathroom?
If you do this for him...
Christopher!
And you make him sound like me, he'll never do this impression again.
I hope that maybe.
Scott, I think it would be a good thing. And if you don't...
And now...
You get me in a real vendetta kind of mood.
Young man.
And you don't need that.
I give the watch.
On a personal note, Scott.
To you.
I like the band you use at the end of your pod thing.
Thank you, May.
But let them know.
May West, people.
They need more cowbells, Scott.
Yes.
I gotta have more cowbells.
She got a couple.
Now, you have a great year, okay? Thanks.
Possibly the worst Christopher Walken impression I've ever heard, but fucking spot on for Mae West after some testosterone treatments.
I'd like to see her cowbells.
Hey, Scott. Love the star. I love the rookie, and I just got a question about the Galactic Football League.
Okay.
In general. Okay, so...
Go ahead, man, in big space.
You're printing 3,000 copies of each book right now.
This is another guy in a museum. It's crazy.
Self-publishing?
That's correct. 3,000 copies.
But the rookie's nearly out, and...
Yes, it is nearly out.
I know the star will probably be gone before this time next year.
It's possible.
So, are you going to print more of the next books, and are you going to reprint the rookie or the starter?
Good question.
If there's an increased demand for them?
Possibly.
Yeah, as your books become more popular, how's that going to work?
All right, I'll cover that when your question's done.
Are people that don't have the rookie and the star now effed, basically? So, bye from me. That's the maggot. Peace. And of course, as always, go Kraken!
Go Krakens indeed, maggot. I would prefer to think that you are actually in a dungeon and have someone or something up on a rack. You got the tools in your hand, but oh geez, you're just about to begin the process. You remembered that you had to call your future Dark Overlord and ask him about this book that you want to know about. Now that you're finished, you're moving on to the business at hand, or at feet, depending wherever you start. So the question is, when we sell out of the hardcover run of The Rookie and The Starter, will we print more books? The answer right now is no. We don't have any plans to print paperback copies of those books. That's one of those things that A. Kovacs and I, who is my co-owner in Dark Overlord Media, Wolf, you heard her at the beginning of this podcast, actually. We will figure that out when we get to it. Right now, one project at a time, we're getting the All Pro out. We're getting a few more ebooks up because ebooks are a happening thing right now. And we'll kind of figure out the rest of it as we go. But, you know, there's a couple hundred copies of The Rookie left. So ScottSigler.com/GFL. I do suggest that you get yours now.
Howdy. It's the Irishman from Ohio.
Hey, man.
I'm a bit in shock because, this is finally the third or fourth time the Gore line has been changed.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And the second part is, I don't know what to say because the lady who made this message, or the new Gore line message, asked me to speak in my best girly voice.
What? Jesus.
Even with helium, I'm not very good at that.
Well, so that makes two of us.
Even a comment about the video for The Ancestor. The one actor who played Magnus Paglione with the red jacket, and Anthony Gian, was suggested that he'd be a good Brian Clouser.
Interesting.
I think he's the best example of what Brian Clouser looked like to me, except for maybe not the big glasses.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was a really good thing. I hadn't thought of that, but after seeing him...
Okay, I'll link to that in this episode.
That's the perfect Brian Clouser, in my opinion. Also,
yes.
Hope 2011 goes good for the FTO and fellow fiends, and he takes over the world in a bit.
Possible I've already taken over the world and just haven't told you yet. That is a distinct possibility, because although I am an evil incarnate and have taken over the world, I still can't defeat the IRS, which is far more evil than I could ever be. So I've taken over the world, but I'm holding off on the press release and the press conference until tax season is completely over. And what he was referring to was the winner of the Ancestor user-generated video contest. I posted at scottsigler.com and asked if the person who played Magnus would make a good Brian Clouser for the trailer for Nocturnal that we will be shooting in a couple of months. So if you didn't see that, this makes no sense to you, but I will put in the show notes for this episode a link to that video. So feel free to go to scottsigler.com, check the show notes for this episode, watch the video, and then in the comments, you can weigh in if you think that guy would make a good actor for Brian Clauser from Nocturnal. So that is all of our calls for this week. I will now turn things back over to Ariel Girl, the director of Doom. Give me a holler, 206-666-4673. And don't forget, you guys, if you send us in a video question by emailing a video to media@scottsigler.com or uploading a video to a server and sending us a link to the question of 30 seconds or less, this question, I will respond in video format most of the time, unless you are showing me more cowbell and that's your Christopher Walken impression. In that case, I probably won't answer. That's it for me, folks. Now we'll talk to you all real soon.
I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Scoreline Calls. I know I certainly enjoyed that Christopher Walken impression, and everything always needs more cowbell. I normally don't stop back in after the Goreline, but I'm doing so today to remind you that if you haven't yet signed up for Sigler Fest, now's the time to do that. We are having pretty regular signups. We've got a pretty cool schedule going on. We'll probably publish the details, a little more details about that next week. But it is May 27th. It is the Friday of Memorial Day weekend in conjunction with Balticon 45. You can go to www.scottsigler.com/SiglerFest or balticon.org if you want to sign up for Balticon. It is going to be a super fun time. We're trying to make it very junkie-centric, trying to make it lots of fun, and I really hope you'll consider joining us. So stop back on Sunday for the new Ancestor, and have a good weekend, junkies.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs, produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.